Well, hello there. I'm Zachary Robert Carter, and this is Deep Analysis. Now, before we get things going, I just wanted to say this. Please vote for me. I'm pretty sure the fine print of the rules restrict bribery, so all I can really offer you is my everlasting gratitude, but I promise if you vote for me, that's exactly what you'll get. Now, enough with the pandering. Let's start the show. The N-word. That's right, noob. Players will hurl this term like a Molotov cocktail, hoping to engulf their opponent's ego in a salvo of insulting flames. But whether you like to admit it or not, we were all noobs, including myself. And today, we analyze that. Buckle up, it's about to get deep.
Deep analysis.
So the common theme amongst mixed media entries this week, as you may already know, is how I began playing Magic. Now, the memories of my beginnings, or at least my reintroduction to the game, are still pretty fresh in my mind. I haven't really been playing Magic for very long. We'll get into that in just a moment. But before I describe my first time, let me introduce my in-studio guest, also a new player, and he's already become a Magic celebrity. You may recognize him as the puppet star of Wizards' FNM promotional web video. Ladies and or gentlemen, here's Wooberg. Wooberg.
So who else is gonna be here?
What do you mean? Were you expecting somebody else? If this is it, buddy. It's just you and me.
What time do you start?
Right now? Well, a couple of minutes ago. I mean, we're recording right now.
Hi, guys.
All right, Wooberg, you just sit tight. You'll be like my sidekick. I'm gonna go ahead and describe how I got into Magic, and you can just interject whenever you feel the need. Okay, so I played casual, like, kitchen table type Magic in my youth for a brief period, and then I went on hiatus. I went about 6 years without even seeing a single Magic card until...
So?
Hey, I'm trying to tell a story here, man. Anyway, one day I'm going through some of my old junk and I come across an old pre-constructed deck. It was the, I think it was called Waking Nightmares. It was from Torment. And I took it out of the box, looked it over, and I immediately began goldfishing, or what at the time I just called playing solitaire, because I didn't know what goldfishing was. But anyway, I'm just sitting there looking through my old cards, playing a little game by myself, and I was instantly hooked. I was asking myself why I ever even stopped playing in the first place. Then I started thinking, gosh, I need to call up a friend and play an actual game. This is
You've
something.
Got friends?
Well, at the time, no, I didn't. At least... Dude, that's not nice.
I'm always nice.
If this is you being nice, I don't even want to see what your mean side looks like. Anyways, I didn't have friends, okay? At least none that were near me. See, I'd just recently moved to a new area, and I didn't know many people, so I went to the one place I knew would have a ton of Magic players, and that place was the internet. I searched for Magic Online, found it, downloaded it.
Whoa, where'd you get that?
On the official Magic the Gathering website. This was back in, I want to say, February. It was sometime right around the release of Worldwake. I just jumped in feet first. Rediscovering the game was great. I had a lot had changed since the last time I played, back in like Onslaught or so. And it really changed for the better. I was having a ton of fun, more fun than I ever really remembered playing the game. And I was learning the ropes, being introduced to all sorts of new concepts. I'd just be in the casual room playing a game and some guy would put a Garrick on the board. And I would just be like, wow, what the heck is that? What do planeswalkers do?
What kind of a newbie question is
that? Yeah, I know, I was a noob. So
He's
what?
He's kind of a noob.
Listen, you gotta start from somewhere. We're all noobs at some point, you jerk. Seriously, do you realize how rude you're being right now?
You bet your I do.
Fine. So blah blah blah, I play in the casual room online for a while. Then I discover that there's a shop in my small town that hosts FNMs. I start going there, meeting new people, having a blast, and I become obsessed with all things Magic. I'm still a...
Weenie.
What? Oh. Hey, the polite thing to do is discreetly say, hey Zach, your fly is down or something like that. You don't have to make it into a big scene. So yeah, what was I doing? I lost my train of thought here.
Oh, little newbie.
Huh? Wooberg, put that down. Put that down. That's an expensive piece of equipment.
Oh, so it was a gift from your mom? Oh, burn!
Unprofessional. This is very unprofessional.
You keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Of course I know what it means. Now put that down. Would you like me to make you put it down?
Yeah, I haven't kicked your in public since last week.
What? I just met you. Hey, what are you doing, man? Seriously, just calm down. Ah! Hey! Hey guys, sorry about that. As I'm sure you heard, things got pretty crazy in the studio there. I'd go into further detail, but there are still some charges pending and my lawyer tells me I shouldn't be talking about it. So we're going to have to cut that one a little short. Again, I apologize, and I know the magic content's a little lacking because that a-hole cut me off before I could get to my point. So we'll just wrap things up with this.
Magic news!
Fat packs are about to get a little fatter and slightly more expensive as well. The Mirrodin Besieged Fat Packs will come with an extra booster, up to 9 packs from the usual 8, and also increasing in quantity the basic lands. There will now be 80 basic lands. That's double the amount of what we're used to. If basic lands don't get you excited, well, this probably won't either. 260 card deck boxes, they'll also be included in these new and improved fat packs. Now, I'm assuming these deck boxes will be of the cheap cardboard variety, the type that don't play well with sleeved cards but will nicely hold your unsleeved deck, and they stand up surprisingly well. So you get an extra booster, 40 more lands, and a couple cardboard boxes. These additions, along with the fat pack staples of a spin down life counter and some literature, are not a terrible deal, especially for newer players who could use those basic lands for something other than kindling. Grand Prix Bakum, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, was won by Martin Juza. I hope I'm pronouncing that right as well. I really should know this guy's name. He's definitely a pro to watch. Less than 2 months ago, he won Grand Prix Portland, and he comes into this Grand Prix with a format of Scars of Mirrodin sealed and a top 8 draft. In the top 8, he drafted a sick Infect deck that included 2 Hand of the Praetors. So congratulations to Martin. You can, of course, check out the complete coverage on the Mothership. And finally, Star City Games has announced the schedule and event locations for their 2011 Open Series. There are 15 events scheduled for the series, and one location yet to be announced. If you've never been to one of these Star City events before, I can tell you from personal experience that they're well run and they're well worth your time. It's a ton of magic-filled fun. All right, folks, well, thanks for listening. That's it for this episode. I'll hopefully talk to you again in a week or so, but my fate is kind of in your hands. Be sure to vote early and to vote often, preferably for me. I'm Zach Carter, and this has been Deep Analysis.